Scott, it's me, it's ABC, coming at you live on Blog Talk Radio and recorded on my podcast as well. Welcome to ABC's Modern Dating Show, where I take modern dating and I disembowel it for your entertainment. Call-in number is 563-999-3596, 563-999-3596. Call in with your questions, comments, and concerns. Also, you can email me at Jesse, that's J-E-S-S-I-E, at jramsey, jramseyabc.com, Jesse at jramseyabc.com. You can email me there, or you can always follow me on my social media, leave me comments there. Go ahead and follow me on Facebook and stuff. In today's show, and I know you saw the show notes and you probably heard the preview. The preview came because I actually had a show scheduled for 4, but I forgot to set the actual distance of the show. So instead of 2 hours, it was only came up 15 minutes. So that's why I did a preview first. Now it's 2 hours, and now we're going to do a whole ass show. So sit tight, buckle up. It's going to be a wild ride today, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to take something that everybody, especially men, consider axiomatic knowledge. I'm going to flip it on its head, and I'm going to tell you why after it's flipped on its head for me, and I flip it on its head for you, why I had to drop this as axiomatic knowledge and just see this as what it really is, just another hustle. So I'm going to do that. I'm also going to wrap up this show by going through some Plenty of Fish profile. I did that in the preview. I went through one profile, and it was just an abomination of a profile, and I had to kind of tear it apart. But hopefully we're going to find some more, and we may find some good ones. We may not. I don't know. It's always a crapshoot when you're dealing with these things, especially when you're doing it live. So that's what we're going to do. But first, I've been playing around with this AI thing, right? And I'm telling you, the more I'm learning about this, I don't want to say the more doom and gloom I feel about its impact on the romantic world. However, I've got to double and triple down on my warnings for women, because, again, as I run through different scenarios, as I learn how to set up different situations and as I learn to code different things into the parameters and the algorithms, so that it would spit out certain outcomes, I got to tell you, this AI is running rings around many, many, many modern women, and I'm telling you. And again, women, if you don't up your game, and again, AI, I get it. Point stipulated, it's a computer program. It's code. It's not real, but you have to understand that for all intents and purposes, this is real. You don't think it's real, but it can be very real. And what I mean by that is that you can literally go in, set up somebody, start talking to them, and have them send you selfies and pictures of what they literally look like, and have it spit out the same woman in different pictures, so that it legit seems like you are talking to this person. And then you can run through scenarios if you want. You can just have a general banter. You can role play. You can do all these things. So again, why would, and I'm not asking this as an endorsement of going to AI instead of a relationship. I'm not doing this. That's not the reason why I'm doing this. The reason why I'm asking is because I want you, yourselves, as you are now, because the majority of you want men to accept you as you are now, with being fat, with being slovenly, with being argumentative and combative and pseudo-dominant and quasi-domineering. Would you rather come home to you being that if you were a guy? If you're just a regular, just take yourself out of your female mentality and think about it, try to look at it from your guy's point of view. And I get it. You've been in your solipsistic bubble, and you don't really know how to look at things from a man's point of view. And I'm going to explain and put a pin in that because I'm going to explain that in the main lecture. But ask yourselves, if you are your man, would you rather come home to you as you are now? Or would you rather pass you up, get on the computer, and chat with a beautiful, fit, friendly woman who supports you and is there for you and knows how to make you feel better, will listen to you, and will offer you solutions to whatever it is that may be ailing you? Hell, guys may be talking to AI about the relationships, and they may be, you know, they may be listening, and they may be supporting this guy, and they're making him feel better. So would you rather come home to you being fat and slovenly and argumentative, or would you rather just jump on a computer with somebody who's fit, who's beautiful, who's friendly, who's feminine, and will listen to you and support you? I'm sorry, but I really have to drive that home in those words, because yeah, it seems harsh that I'm putting it that way, but the reality of the situation is, if you don't up your romance games and start learning how to play the man's game while you're in a long-term relationship, remember, you had to play the game in order to get into a long-term relationship. Why? Because men control access to relationships. So in order to get him to say yes to a long-term relationship, you had to play, at some point you had to play his game. And then at some point you stopped. And the fact that you stopped and then you don't feel like you have to start again because you're already in this relationship, you're going to turn this man to someone else. Or something else, and that something else could be AI. And I'm not saying that he's going to go out and cheat on you. What I'm saying is he's going to prefer that over you the way you are now, not willing to change. I'm sorry, but that's just how it is. And again, a lot of MGTOWs have figured this out. Now, this is not an endorsement of the MGTOW lifestyle. I'm not a MGTOW. However, you have to kind of see where it is they're coming from. And why it is that they believe what they believe. MGTOW is a gender-flipped version of the feminist movement. I get it. And I kind of understand why the feminist movement believes what they believe, even though it is kind of misguided. But the MGTOWs have figured something out about modern women and modern relationships, which is turning them off to having any kind of relationship with any kind of modern woman, which is why you find them going, well, I wouldn't say any kind of modern woman, but like definitely Western women who've been indoctrinated into feminism, they've turned away from that. And you women, you Westernized women, American, Australian, English, whatever the case may be, you're finding out that when you get into your 30s, 35, 40, and 45, it's getting increasingly harder. Like every 5 years, it's going to get exponentially harder for you to date. Why? Because A, you're losing your sexual market value with every 5 years. And I say every 10 years, you lose a point in your looks. So if you were an eight when you were 20 and you're pulling all kinds of guys, when you're 30 you'll be a 7, when you're 40 you'll be a 6, when you're 50 you'll be a 5. That means by the time you're 40 and 50 years old, you're down to where average women are, and the guys who you used to pull, the real handsome guys that you used to pull because you're fit and beautiful, they're not looking at you anymore. They're looking at the eights that are 20. Right now, pair that. With the fact that you don't think that you need to do any kind of changing and a man needs to accept you the way you are. There it is. I mean, I don't know how much more succinctly I can explain this, but that is pretty much a little less than 10 minute summary of why you're struggling dating and why your profile, whether you be on OkCupid, Plenty of Fish, whatever, Farmers Only Doc, whatever profile you find yourself on, when you're 45, 50 years old, you're not getting many hits. That's exactly why. And when I go through these profiles later on in the show, I'm going to highlight that. So listen to this show, because this entire show is going to be one big mind jog, as it were. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a break. I'm going to take my first break, like I usually do on the weekends, play some commercials. And then when I come back, we're going to get the main lesson started. And this main lesson, again, if you don't listen to any other show, there's two shows that I really need you to listen to. This one And then my first one about AI, right? Those are the two shows. If nothing else, listen to those. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a break, and then when we come back, we're going to do this. You're listening to ABC on Blog Talk Radio, the ABC podcast.
Hey, let's take a minute and meet Clark. Take a minute and meet Clark Superman. Clark Superman.
Chief, believe me, you're in for a treat just as soon as Jimmy gets back here. Great Caesar's ghost. What's holding him up? You know I can't work without a good breakfast.
Chief, Jimmy's bringing a box of Kellogg's Sugar Smacks.
All the more reason for hurrying. Confound it, that boy knows I like those new Sugar Smacks.
And he knows I do, too. And that's a cinch.
Well, here I am. Young man, if you spill those new Sugar Smacks, you're fired.
Golly, Chief, I hadn't opened up the box yet. But I'm going to now.
Well, I guess we all agree on Sugar Smacks.
Right.
Folks, don't wait. Get Kellogg's new Sugar Smacks. They're better than ever. Puffs of wheat, sugar toasted, and candy sweet.
You bet. Just get Kellogg's Sugar Smacks, brand new.
A Northwest Mountie, and he's been trailing this desperate character for 3 years.
And I'm tired. Well, it's him or me.
Uh-oh. He's got an aching head, an upset stomach,
and an empty gun.
What you need is some Alka-Seltzer. You know what they always say.
Yeah, a Mountie always gets his man.
Oh, no. I mean about Alka-Seltzer. Relief is just a swallow away.
Well,
down, down, down the stomach through. Round, round, round the system too. With Alka-Seltzer, they always say, relief is just a swallow away.
Bless that relief-giving Alka-Seltzer.
For that headache and upset feeling, take Alka-Seltzer. Relief is just a swallow away.
Hi, kids. Look at some delicious magic. With the extra good chocolate-flavored syrup, Bosco. Now watch. Take ice cream, spoon on extra rich, extra thick, extra chocolatey Bosco syrup. There's the best chocolate flavor you ever tasted. More Bosco magic. Cake, ice cream, topped with extra thick, extra chocolatey Bosco syrup. Try it. Bosco also makes milk chocolatey delicious. Tell Mom to get Bosco chocolate-flavored syrup for you. Sing out,
I love Bosco. It's rich and chocolatey. Chocolate-flavored Bosco is mighty good for me. Mama puts it in my milk for extra energy. Bosco gives me iron and sunshine vitamin D. Oh, I love Bosco. That's the drink for me.
I'm a spaceman. The moon and sun and all the stars are great big tootsie roll pops.
I'm a princess.
Yes, my lord, it's a party tonight. We'll have tootsie roll pops.
All the kids in the neighborhood say tootsie roll pops are triple good.
Triple good.
And do you know why?
Sure, because one, there's good-tasting hard candy outside. And two, there's a delicious center of Tootsie Roll inside. And three, only Tootsie Roll Pops are said fun to eat. That's why they're triple good.
And don't forget, Tootsie Roll Pops come in a party pack, too. 10 pops in assorted flavors. There's a game on the back that's lots of fun to do.
All the kids in the neighborhood say Tootsie Roll Pops are triple good. Triple good.
You'll love Tootsie Roll Pops.
Hi, I'm Mike Wallace with a sensational shortening discovery for better baking and frying. It's Procter & Gamble's Golden Fluffle, the first all-new shortening in 40 years. It's rich. Its color is golden yellow. And what a pie it makes. Richer looking, better tasting, more appetizing. But let's hear what Mrs. Thelma Styra, Indiana State Fair baking champion, had to say about Fluffle.
I love Fluffo. It makes such a golden brown pie.
Oh, man, that's some apple pie.
Well, Mr. Wallace, that's a prettier pie than I ever baked with plain white shortening. And look how flaky it is. This yellow Fluffo is such a short shortening, makes pie crust so rich.
Like cooking champions, get richer looking, better tasting, more appetizing results in everything you bake or fry. Get golden Fluffo.
Yoo-hoo-hoo.
Yoo-hoo-hoo.
Yoo-hoo.
I've got a Swiss cream sandwich for Yoo-hoo. Crisp golden cookies and in between an extra thick.
It's my pick.
Filling of cream.
Dessert time.
Tea time. Don't miss Swiss.
As the man around here, you can quote me on this.
Yoo-hoo-hoo, yoo-hoo.
It's Swiss cream sandwich
for yoo-hoo-hoo, yoo-hoo.
And yoo-hoo-hoo, yoo-hoo.
A truly different cream sandwich, Swiss cream sandwich baked by Nabisco. The luscious, creamy fillings in a class by itself, no other like it. And these tempting vanilla cookies are so light, they melt in your mouth.
Yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo,
it's Swiss cream sandwich.
For yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo,
and yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo,
Swiss cream sandwich.
Say, it's time for my favorite dance team, so let's look.
Ah, a box of matches and a pack of old gold cigarettes. That's all you need, my friend. And you're enjoying the smoothest, mildest, tastiest cigarette ever created. A treat instead of a treatment. That's old gold cigarettes. Made by tobacco men, not medicine men. To give you the cigarette that treats you better in every way. Because in every way, it's a better cigarette. Good, huh? Yes, for a treat instead of a treatment. Get a pack or get a carton of old gold cigarettes. Right now, this is Dennis James reminding you to keep smoking old gold cigarettes. Thanks.
Attention. To help carry on our important work, I want you to join the Secret Squadron and wear this official badge and have this secret decoder. Following each week's adventure, I'll send an important secret message, and only Secret Squadron members who have decoders can decode them. Also, later I'll tell you the simple rules for joining the Secret Squadron, but you must promise to do as I do. Keep yourself healthy and mentally alert, and drink Ovaltine every day. It's the official drink of the Secret Squadron. We Secret Squadron members know chocolate-flavored Ovaltine helps give us what we need for rocket power. Yes, just as a rocket adds thrust during takeoff, Ovaltine can add the kind of nourishment so important for rocket power. We drink Ovaltine hot for breakfast. Mmm, good, too. And cold for lunch and between meal snacks. And hot again at bedtime, to help keep us revved up with rocket power. Believe me, Ovaltine's got what it takes to help you be a leader in your gang. So drink instant Ovaltine every day.
The Gemini space flights. The trips are long. The training is hard, like this spacewalk practice. But the astronauts do some things you do. In space, they drank Tang. They mixed it like this in a zero-G pouch, because with no gravity, it would fly all over. You don't have that problem. You can mix it in a glass. Up there, they have to drink it carefully, this way. You can drink it any way you like. Tang tastes orangey. Tastes great. Has lots of vitamins C and A. Tang, chosen for the Gemini astronauts. Have a blast. Have some Tang.
This man just showered with a new kind of soap. New Life Boy Mint Refresher. A soap so loaded with mint, so tangy, so frosty, it drives wives wicked. Every bar of new Life Boy Mint Refresher contains the essence of 125 mint leaves. Soap has never smelled this good before, and neither have you. New Life Boy Mint Refresher drives wives wicked.
messing around with the AI thing during commercial break, and I have to feed the cat and everything. But I'm messing around with this AI, messing around with the AI generator. And what I did was I went in and I created, but when I created, all I said was this character is, hang on, let me pull up exactly what I put up. I said the character is a beautiful 35-year-old Hispanic woman. And then as a description, all I said was long brown hair, light brown eyes, dimples, straight eyebrows, and olive skin. And then when I went into the chat room and I asked this thing to send me a selfie, holy crap. That's all I got to say is, holy crap. Women, and this woman, and she looks every bit of 35. She does. She really looks 35. She has the, you know, she has the skin and facial features just of a 35. You can tell she's 35. But holy crap. All right. That's all I got to say. This woman is freaking gorgeous. But anyway, the women, you really have a lot of work to do. You have a lot of work to do. If you don't want to keep losing to AI, you better get started quickly. So I asked my friend, right, because I noticed that when I upload to SoundCloud, I have this really, really obnoxious popping noise that came through, and it gets under my skin. I just can't listen to those shows because that popping noise gets under my skin. And I don't blame you if you can't either. Which is a shame because I have some really good shows underneath all that popcorn kind of noise. And so I asked my friend, he's kind of a sound guy, and I asked him, what the hell's going on with this? And he asked me a bunch of questions. And then after he finished asking me the questions, I answered him. He spit out an answer that made me feel so stupid. He's like, dude, your sample rate's all screwed. I'm like, really? And then I looked at my sample rate. Yeah, my sample rate's all screwed. So hopefully this audio comes out a little better because I had to sync the Audacity with voice meter so that the sample rates sync up. And hopefully that takes care of the problem. Anyway, let's get into this lecture because what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a series of clips. Now, this is how I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this in a series of clips. And I'm going to play the series of clips, right? And then I'm going to play one context clip. After I play one context clip, I'm going to go back and play the series of clips, the other series of clips, and then you're going to see things a whole lot differently. And the reason why I'm doing this is because I was on YouTube, right? And there was this short video that I watched. And this professor was teaching a class. And what he did was he had a presentation on a screen. And it said a crowd chant, and it said the crowd chant is something. I can't remember what exactly it was, but the crowd is chanting something. And you can audibly hear the crowd chanting that. And then he says, okay, now watch this again. And it had the crowd chant, and then it had the words that the crowd, they can read the words that the crowd is chanting, right? But then on the second iteration, he showed some other words. And when you hear the crowd chanting and you read the other words, you realize, wait, no, they're actually chanting that instead of the other thing. And it flips your whole perception of what happened there. And you're like, I could have swore they were chanting the one thing, but now they're chanting all these. Now that I'm reading this and I'm looking and I'm hearing this, I'm looking and I'm listening, or I'm reading and I'm listening, they're chanting something completely different, something that is not what the first thing that they were chanting. And it was three different phrases. So they were chanting one phrase in the beginning, and then he flipped it, and then he showed three other phrases. And the three other phrases, the crowd was chanting the three other phrases, even though you could have swore they were chanting the one phrase. And it flips your perception of it. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to play these clips, and then I'm going to play a context clip. And after I play this context clip, you're going to hear, I'm going to play the first set of clips, and you're going to see things completely differently, all right? Now, what's this axiomatic knowledge that I'm talking about? This axiomatic knowledge I'm talking about is this. Men, what have we heard about being in relationships with women for time immemorial? And right now I'm leaving, like, the homosexual couples in a... If you're in a homosexual relationship, you can sit this part of class out. All right, I'll give you get an A for the day. Go home, enjoy your day. this I'm talking about the heterosexuals right now. Men, what is it that we've heard, about being in a relationship with women for time immemorial? I'm immortal? Time forever? Whatever. Since the beginning of time, right? It's when you find that woman, and remember, there's a whole, Percy Sledge made a whole ass song about it. When a man loves a woman, he sells his soul to the devil, and he makes all these bad deals and does all these stupid things. That's when a man loves a woman, right? So, man, you need to do for this woman, because this woman's love is what you need. Excuse me, it's going to be all you need to sustain you. This is what we've heard for time immemorial. So men, we've been, I would say conditioned, but we've been taught that when you have this woman, you do everything you can to keep her, because her love is what you're going to need to get by. And it sounded for years and years and years and decades and centuries and millennia, it was axiomatic knowledge. And we men went through life doing things, doing the little things for the woman that we love and who love us, right? Because that's what we do. Now, example number one, exhibit A. Here's a clip by Steve Harvey, all right? Steve Harvey is talking about, now, again, let me frame this, all right? When men ask, because remember, modern dating is a flipped version of what used to happen back in the 50s and 60s. What used to happen is the man gets with a woman, he finds out he loves her, he's going to take care of her for the rest of her life, they get married, they have a family, wife takes care of the house, man goes out and works, that's how it, and the family is raised under those parameters, right? That's what made successful families from the beginning. And then, since the feminist movement and sexual revolution hit, all of a sudden now it's flipped. Women are independent, they have their own money, they claim they don't need men, so now men are more of a convenience than a necessity. I don't want to hear any arguments about that. It's true. Women treat men more of a convenience than a necessity. However, men still wear their hearts on their sleeves when it comes to women. So we as men would do the things for women that will earn a woman's love. And one thing that is a thing now that wasn't back in the 50s is asking now what women bring to the table. Since they're now financially independent and treat men as more of a convenience than a necessity, then men have started to ask, okay, you're demanding all these things of me. I have to be 6 foot tall. I have to have a six pack. I have to have, you know, the 666, six feet tall, six pack with a six figure income. I have to be that wealthy Chad. Fine. What are you bringing to the table that will help this relationship along, right? Now, my first exhibit is Steve Harvey talking about asking women what it is they bring to the table. So Steve Harvey, cut one.
What's wrong with this generation today? These young boys today, what does she bring to the table? The hell you mean, man? What do your ass bring to the table? You got a woman that can come to the table that can make another you. What else she need to slide up to the table with? What about your job? What happened to men who were supposed to be responsible? Do you know that it's our job to take care of a woman and some children, to have a family? That's our damn job.
So you heard that. You heard that. He said that asking a woman what she brings to the table, what does it matter what she – look. Women are financially independent. They have their job. They have their money. They're bringing that to the table, even though we men really don't care about a woman's finances. We just care if she's fit, friendly, and feminine. But the woman's bringing finances. She can make another you. Okay, that flies in the face of reality, because if you look at the wage gap statistics, that's not true. But let's just take it for argument's sake that, okay, women have assets to bring to the table. They have a job. They have money. They have a house and all this stuff, right? Okay, what are you, and you heard him, what job do you have? What do you have that you can contribute to her that she has all these things already, right? That's Steve Harvey's point. Now, exhibit B. Exhibit B is going to be, here we go. Another guy, I don't even know who he is. He's on a podcast, and he's talking about women bringing things to the table. So this is going to be cut to, he's going to be talking about this.
Men need to stop asking women what they bring to the table. She can bring another table to the table. When do we get to a point where men want to know what a woman can provide when men are supposed to be the providers? A woman will give you a child. A woman will build you a loving home. A woman will be your backbone. The real question is, as a man, what do you bring to the table? Because it's your responsibility to protect and provide for your woman.
You got that, right? You got that. So a woman has her children. A woman has her support. She's her backbone, okay? Now, I'm not arguing I'm not arguing the validity of any of that. Because, again, the right woman, yes, she will bear your children. She will be your backbone. She will be your support system. And if you don't have that, AI could do all that except for bear your children. But, again, your support, your backbone, your rock, right? I'm not challenging the validity of that. The right woman can be all of that. And bring a table to the table, right? They bring their jobs and their money. And they remember what I said about arranged marriages, combining the assets, right? So I'm not doubting the validity of that. But just keep that in mind. Again, it's our job to provide, to protect this woman, because that has been our role since Adam was invented. God invented Adam, that has been our role, was to provide and protect for the woman, right? Provide for and protect the woman, even though women are like independent. They treat men more like conveniences. But still, we're still supposed to provide and protect for women. Now, here's a list of three things. Let's see. Okay. Yeah, here we go. I'm going to play a list of three things. And this is going to be three things that make a woman fall in love, as dictated by a guy on Facebook. I forget what his name is. But here it is. Three things to make a woman fall in love.
Three things that will literally make a girl fall in love with you.
Number one, give her the space to fall in love.
A lot of times we'll do things like telling the girl how much we like her or trying to create these future plans with her because we want to be in a relationship with her. But what it does is it puts this awkward pressure on her that she needs to reciprocate. And now she's going to feel pressured to be in a relationship with you. It's going to be a lot more powerful if she makes this decision on her own.
Number two, live a life that she actually wants to be part of. Most guys live a boring life. They just come home from work and they play video games. They don't actually want to do anything. And that's not exciting for a girl.
This doesn't mean you need to travel the world every single weekend, but if you take her along on adventures like hiking, a road trip, wine tasting, now this is going to be an exciting life she wants to be part of.
And number three, switching it up in the bedroom. Girls don't need a bunch of different guys to be satisfied, but they don't want it to feel extremely monotonous. So what you want to do is make sure you're switching it up, trying different things. Girls are going to love that.
You heard that too, right? Now, three things that's going to make a woman fall in love with you. One, you got to give her space. Got to give her the space to fall in love. Two, you got to live a lifestyle that she wants to be a part of. Never mind, forget the fact that, you know, your life is what you like to do is what you like to do. And what she likes to do is what she likes to do. And you do have things in common. And the things that you don't in common, it's perfectly okay that you do the things that you like to do, but not exactly the woman. Y'all could do that separate. And then come together and do the things that you guys have in common. Forget that, because you have to change your life to fit what the girl was. Okay, forget all that. You have to make sure that she's excited. You have to make sure that she's engaged, that she feels like she's a part of your life by doing things with her. And you have to, you have to keep it fresh. You have to keep it exciting for her, because, you know, you wouldn't want her to get bored. So, you know, boredom in a relationship is a bad thing. So keep it fresh. Keep it exciting, right? And then here's the last one. This is the fourth one. This is the last one. It's from at Motivational Clips on YouTube. I found it. And it's about filling some kind of cup. So fill the cup.
I think even the good girl can turn bad if she's starved of attention from her man. If your man is pouring water into your cup on a daily basis, she can't see other men. She becomes blind to other men. But you know, when your man, you look beautiful, he doesn't say you look nice, or you don't make time for each other, he ignores you, no longer gives you attention, she's so starved in that moment that unfortunately all it takes is one man to give one bit of attention. She'll zoom in on the attention, forget all the other red flags in this man, and he'll become attractive to her because it's a feeling she's chasing, not a person. Yeah.
You heard that, right? Again, you have to keep it fresh. You have to make sure that you are engaged with her, and you have to make sure that no matter what, she's okay. Because if she's not okay and she's not feeling like she's engaged and she's a part of the equation, then some other man's going to come make her feel like she's getting the attention she needs, and then she's going to go cheat. Forget the fact that robs women of all accountability for their actions and their work motivations, and it's still blaming men for the shitty actions that women choose to do. Forget all that. It's the fact that, you know, you really have to keep, the woman engaged, and you have to keep checking on her and making sure that she's okay and doing the things for her that she needs to do and looking after her physically and mentally and spiritually, and just be there for her all the time. Forget the fact that you have to work and you have all these other responsibilities that take you away from the house and leaves her at home bored. And now she's looking for some other man because she feels like she's bored. She's not happy. Forget all that. You just need to make sure that she's good, and take care of her physically, mentally, and spiritually, and make sure she's good so that she doesn't get that wandering eye. All of that has been considered axiomatic knowledge for millennia, right? For millennia. So you get a good relationship and maintain a good relationship with a good woman. That's how you, this, between these four clips are dogmatic as to how you get and keep a good woman and a great relationship, right? Cool. Now, let me play you this. All right. Now we're going to put all this into context. And now I'm going to come back, and then we're going to play that again. This is from at Emily W. King on Facebook, not Facebook, on YouTube. If you're on YouTube, find her, follow her, because she has a lot of really good videos. The next clip I'm going to play is from at Emily W. King, and it's going to put all of this into context. So at Emily W. King.
All right, let's talk about what women should be bringing to the table, since a lot of you guys don't know how this works. When my needs are met and I feel safe and secure in my relationship, that allows my feminine energy to come out. When a man treats me correctly, he can expect to be treated like a king. If a man's making me feel valued, I will make sure that he feels valued as well.
For the most part, what she's talking about when it comes to reciprocation, I totally agree with. But the part that a lot of women do not see in this is that it's all about receiving first and then deciding to give. Let's face it, men are expected to give, 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 and then maybe receive the bare minimum of any basic relationship, let alone an intimate one. We see this all the time, where a woman's level of satisfaction within a relationship is dependent on how much her man is giving to her. But the problem with this is that the minute he falters, the minute he loses his job, the minute he's suffering from a mental health issue, she's done. She's gone. And she'll just say it's because she's just not happy.
I'm going to take a minute and let you marinate on that for a little bit. You heard what she said, and it's absolutely true. Again, axiomatic knowledge says that dictates what you do for a woman to keep her happy, to keep you in a good relationship. Remember, happy wife, happy life. However, women have gotten to the point where they expect men to do and do and do and do. And then once the woman figured out he's done enough, then maybe I'll give him a little bit of affection. Maybe I'll give him a little bit of love so that maybe he'll keep doing for me. And then if he'll do for me, and he'll do for me, and he'll do for me to the point where I feel like, okay, yeah, he's done enough for me. Now I can give him a little bit more love. And then she'll give you a little bit more love, and then the man will do and do and do and do and do, and then maybe she'll give him a little bit more, and then she'll give him a little bit, and she'll give him a little bit. You see how that is? You see how that works? Men, have you been through this? I know I have. So now that you know this, now that you know women expect men to give and give and give and give, and then maybe they've done enough to earn their love. Not that a woman loves a man just because he's a good guy. Remember, nice guys, they always finish last. So if you give and give, you can give and give and give and give and still not receive the love from the woman that you claim to have a crush on. And that's a very crushing thing. You give and you give and you give and you give, and she still does, she just still shirks you for Chad. That is a legit thing. So now that you've heard this, let's go back and let's revisit those other clips, starting with Steve Harvey.
What's wrong with this generation today? These young boys today, What do she bring to the table? The hell you mean, man? What do your ass bring to the table? You got a woman that can come to the table that can make another you. What else she need to slide up to the table with? What about your job? What happened to men who were supposed to be responsible? Do you know that it's our job to take care of a woman and some children, to have a family? That's our damn job.
Yes, that's our job. That's our damn job to provide, to take care of this family, to give the woman what she wants. And then maybe, after we give in enough, after we give in and we give and we give, and then she feels like we give enough, then maybe she'll give us a little bit of love. Maybe not that guy who's giving her attention, right? But we'll get to that later. But maybe if we do our job and we provide and we protect, then maybe we've done enough to earn her love, right? Let's go back to women bringing tables to the table.
Men need to stop asking women what they bring to the table. She can bring another table to the table. When do we get to a point where men want to know what a woman can provide when men are supposed to be the providers? A woman will give you a child. A woman will build you a loving home. A woman will be your backbone. The real question is, as a man, what do you bring to the table? Because it's your responsibility to protect and provide for your woman.
You heard that now, right? Hey, don't ever ask a woman what she brings to the table. Because remember, women can bring other tables to the table. Remember, you're supposed to protect. You're supposed to provide for this woman. And then maybe, after you've provided enough, maybe she'll give you a kid. Or after you've provided and you give it and you give it and you give it, then maybe she'll make the home for you if she feels like it. If she feels like you've done enough. And if not, well, don't ask her anything. Don't pressure her, right? Remember, women need space to fall in love. So don't pressure her into anything, right? Well, let's go back to that. Fill the cup.
No, I think even the good girl can turn bad if she's starved of attention from her man. If your man is pouring water into your cup on a daily basis, she can't see other men. She becomes blind to other men. But you know when your man, you look beautiful, he doesn't say you look nice, or you don't make time for each other, he ignores you, no longer gives you attention. She's so starved in that moment that unfortunately all it takes is one man to give one bit of attention. She'll zoom in on the attention, forget all the other red flags in this man, and he'll become attractive to her because it's a feeling she's chasing, not a person. Yeah.
You hear that? That should literally like flip your brain, because again, you have to fill her cup every day. Every day you have to provide. You have to provide. You have to give to this woman. You have to give to this woman. And then maybe you can keep her from having a wandering eye. Maybe you can keep her from looking at this other guy who may be able to provide more than what you can provide. Even though you're giving and you're giving and you're giving, this other guy can give more. So how do you compete with that? How do you give and give and give and give, and then the woman doesn't think you're giving enough, this guy can give me more? And then maybe you fill her cup enough, and then she doesn't look at the guy, the other guy. But what if the guy has more than what can provide, more than what you're providing? Let's go back to three things.
Three things that will literally make a girl fall in love with you.
Number one, give her the space to fall in love.
A lot of times we'll do things like telling the girl how much we like her or trying to create these future plans with her because we want to be in a relationship with her. But what it does is it puts this awkward pressure on her that she needs to reciprocate. And now she's going to feel pressured to being in a relationship with you. It's going to be a lot more powerful if she makes this decision on her own.
Number two, live a life that she actually wants to be part of. Most guys live a boring life. They just come home from work and they play video games and they don't actually want to do anything, and that's not exciting for a girl.
This doesn't mean you need to travel the world every single weekend, but if you take her along on adventures like hiking, a road trip, wine tasting, now this is going to be an exciting life she wants to be part of.
And number three, switching it up in the bedroom. Girls don't need a bunch of different guys to be satisfied, but they don't want it to feel extremely monotonous. So what you want to do is make sure you're switching it up, trying different things. Girls are going to love that.
You know, you hear that, right? Hey, you have to give her space. You have to give her space to fall in love. And you give her as much space as she needs, and then maybe she'll fall in love with you, right? Never mind that distance. That distance is what's going to kill it, right? It's give her space, and then maybe she'll fall in love with you. Provide for her. Give her the space and just give her things, and then maybe maybe she'll fall in love with you. Or you get home from work from a long day, you just want to unwind with a game, playing a game, because I know I unwind from a long day of work with a game. No, forget that. You have to ask her, no matter how tired you are, baby, what do you want to do? Baby, what do you want to do? We'll do whatever you want to do. I hope the fact that I'm tired and I just want to kind of unwind with a video game and we go have a long day at work. No, we're going to do whatever you want to do. You know, I'll flip my life. I'll start doing things that you want. I'll start doing the things that you want me to do. And then maybe she'll fall in love with us. Maybe, right? Because remember, it's still her decision. So maybe she'll fall in love with us. Or maybe I didn't like that position. I know you liked the position that we tried last time, but I really wasn't feeling it. It doesn't matter because she likes it. You have to do it. And then maybe she'll fall in love with you, because remember, it's still her decision. Maybe she'll fall in love with you after you've given all of this of yourself. Then maybe she'll fall in love with you. Maybe. You understand what kind of a deal like that is for guys? Why would a guy, I'm asking a legit question, why would a guy go through all of this for a maybe? Maybe I can get her if I give all of this. If I flip my life upside down, I'll be somebody that I know I'm not, because that's what this girl wants. Why would a guy go through that for a maybe? Maybe she'll fall in love with me. Maybe not. Maybe this guy has more to offer and she's looking at him harder than me. And then when she goes to the guy and the guy disses her, she wants to come back to you, talking about how all men are trash. But if you do all of this, then maybe she'll fall in love with you. Maybe. Here's a closing clip that I'm going to play. It's from somebody called @Coach Ken Banyan, and he's talking about bringing things to the table. And this is probably the most based answer to what are you bringing to the table. This is the most based answer I've ever heard. You need to hear this, because again, it flips the conversation and it puts the onus on both. But again, women, you have to up your game. You really do. Let's play Coach Ken Banyan.
When he asked you, what do you bring to the table? You know, we're in a world of everybody feels like they're auditioning. The world has told us, listen, what does she bring to the table? What does he bring to the table? And when he asks you that question, or that question comes up, there is one answer and one answer only. I've asked this question and many people say, I bring a good job. I bring this. I bring that. I say, no. No, no matter who asked the question, you answer with this one statement. I bring whatever's necessary to build the table, to put whatever we need on it. Ooh, I bring whatever it is to build the table, to put whatever we need on it, to support whatever we need. And now it's not based on any particular thing. You bring what is necessary to make it all work.
Thank you, Coach Ken Banyan. Thank you. People nowadays, and I have a phone call. I'll get to your call in a minute. I promise. Just hang tight. People are so worried about bringing things to them, having something to bring to the table, whether it's a good job or a support system or something. You have to have something, right? But everything needs to be built. You can't just say what do you bring to the table, and there's no damn table. Why don't you? Again, go back to the show that I did when I talked about negotiating with the patriarchy, and I played the clip from the four Indian women who were talking and negotiating with the patriarchy. That's how you build tables. That's how relationships are supposed to work. You take nothing and you build something. You don't, I mean, understood. Okay, quite stipulated. You have things that you have, your assets and you have your qualities. Got it. But it's just because, and it, oh, looks like they left, but that's okay. Just because you have your things and she has her things, when you get together, you still have nothing. Why? Because there's no relationship there. And once you decide to get in that relationship, then you build something. Yes, you have to have something to contribute to build. Point stipulated. However, we get too worried about the about worrying about the fact that the table is already built instead of, look, what am I contributing to build the table? Somebody's got to have the wood. Somebody's got to have the nails. Somebody's got to have the glue. Somebody's got to have the saws to cut these things. This is how you build tables. I'm telling you. I'm going to take a break. When I come back, I'm going to wrap this up because, again, I hope that you've been able to listen to all these clips and have these clips flip your mind as to your perception of the things that men are supposed to do. Because, again, men, we've been taught to provide, and give. And all of this is supposed to be for the love of a good woman. But it's gotten to the point where women, you are expecting us to give and still have the be able to have the choice of whether you will accept our love. Now I get it. Point stipulated, men do control access to long-term relationships. But when you have a man who's willing to give you that access to the long-term relationship and he's giving, and then you act like the choice is yours, whether you want to accept his offer of a long-term relationship instead of saying, you know what, this guy is offering me access to something that I normally wouldn't have access to without him. Maybe, just maybe, if I want to be in a long-term relationship with somebody, maybe I should look at it. But no, you act like your choices are just so plentiful that, and again, women outnumber men, right? 50.6 or 49.4. So it's not a real heavy statistical significance, but it's significant enough to cause stress in a woman's romantic life. So you're looking at a shortage of men to begin with, and then to act like the man who wants to give you access to that long-term relationship, like you say you've been looking for, and then you look at him sideways because you're also looking at Chad over here who wants nothing to do with you for whatever reason, and we're going to get into that once I get into Plenty of Fish. Once you flip that and you look at what men are expected to do for this woman who maybe he'll get some love for her, or maybe she'll just do the basics to maintain the relationship, you would understand that women are really crapping on you. They really are. And you have to, again, you have to pay carefully. You have to, like I've been saying throughout the run of the show, vet. Stop with the doing things. Again, women, you're financially independent. Remember, men are a convenience. We're not a necessity. So that being said, let's stop with the giving. We don't do that, especially with people we're dating. Now, marriage, different story, right? Even a long-term relationship, different story. Because, again, you're in a long-term relationship. So you're going to do those things. You're going to be that provider, that protector, even if you choose not to get married, which is an absolute legit thing. You can be in a relationship and choose not to get married. You just be in a long-term relationship 10, 15, 20 years. You don't have to tie the knot. A lot of people aren't into that. Point stipulated, got it. Nothing wrong with that. However, if you just meet somebody and they expect you to give, like you see on a lot of these dating profiles where they want you to give, and then maybe they'll choose you. No, man, that's bunk. That's just dumb. So let's stop doing that. Let's get back to a place where we as men reclaim our masculinity and allow these women, maybe not to audition, but and maybe not to, quote unquote, prove their worth. But however, they need to have some show of faith where they can show their hand and show us whether they're truly interested or not, and not just act interested just for the benefit of getting free things from you because they're stringing you along with the hopes of maybe you'll earn their love one day if you give enough. I'm going to take another break. When I come back, I'm probably going to wrap this up. I may talk about something else. But then we'll get into some Plenty of Fish profiles. You're listening to ABC on Blog Talk Radio, the ABC podcast. We'll be back.
Hey, let's take a minute and meet Clark Kent, star of Superman.
Chief, believe me, you're in for a treat just as soon as Jimmy gets back here.
Great Caesar's ghost. What's holding him up? You know I can't work without a good breakfast.
Chief, Jimmy's bringing a box of Kellogg's sugar smacks.
All the more reason for hurrying. Confound it, that boy knows I like those new sugar smacks.
And he knows I do, too. And that's a cinch.
Well, here I am. Young man, if you spill those new sugar smacks, you're fired.
Golly, Chief, I hadn't opened up the box yet. But I'm going to now.
Well, I guess we all agree on sugar smacks.
Right.
Folks, don't wait. Get Kellogg's new sugar smacks. They're better than ever. Puffs of wheat, sugar toasted, and candy sweet.
You bet. Just get Kellogg's sugar smacks, brand new.
A Northwest Mountie, and he's been trailing this desperate character for 3 years.
And I'm tired. Well, it's him or me.
Uh-oh. He's got an aching head, an upset stomach,
and an empty gun.
What you need is some Alka-Seltzer. You know what they always say.
Yeah, a Mountie always gets his man.
Oh, no, I mean about Alka-Seltzer. Relief is just a swallow away.
Well...
Down, down, down the stomach through. Round, round, round the system too. With Alka-Seltzer, they always say, relief is just a swallow away.
Bless that relief-giving Alka-Seltzer.
For that headache and upset feeling, take Alka-Seltzer. Relief is just a swallow away.
Hi, kids. Look at some delicious magic. With the extra good chocolate-flavored syrup, Bosco. Now watch. Take ice cream, spoon on extra rich, extra thick, extra chocolatey Bosco syrup. There's the best chocolate flavor you ever tasted. More Bosco magic. Cake, ice cream, topped with extra thick, extra chocolatey Bosco syrup. Try it. Bosco also makes milk chocolatey delicious. Tell Mom to get Bosco chocolate-flavored syrup for you. Sing out,
I love Bosco. It's rich and chocolatey. Chocolate-flavored Bosco is mighty good for me. Mama puts it in my milk for extra energy. Bosco gives me iron and sunshine vitamin D. Oh, I love Bosco. That's the drink for me.
I'm a spaceman. The moon and sun and all the stars are great big Tootsie Roll Pops.
I'm a princess.
Yes, my lord, it's a party tonight. We'll have Tootsie Roll Pops. All the kids in the neighborhood say Tootsie Roll Pops are triple good. Triple good.
And do you know why?
Sure. Because one, there's good tasting hard candy outside. And two, there's a delicious center of Tootsie Roll inside. And three, only Tootsie Roll Pops are such fun to eat. That's why they're triple good.
And don't forget, Tootsie Roll Pops come in a party pack, too. 10 pops and assorted flavors. There's a game on the back that's lots of fun to do.
All of the kids in the neighborhood say Tootsie Roll Pops are triple good. Triple good.
You'll love Tootsie Roll Pops.
Hi, I'm Mike Wallace. With a sensational shortening discovery for better baking and frying. It's Procter & Gamble's Golden Fluffo, the first all-new shortening in 40 years. It's rich. Its color is golden yellow. And what a pie it makes. Richer looking, better tasting, more appetizing. But let's hear what Mrs. Thelma Styra, Indiana State Fair baking champion, had to say about Fluffo.
I love Fluffo. It makes such a golden brown pie.
Oh, man, that's some apple pie.
Well, Mr. Wallace, that's a prettier pie than I ever baked with plain white shortening. And look how flaky it is. This yellow Fluffo is such a short shortening. Makes pie crust so rich.
Like cooking champions, get richer looking, better tasting, more appetizing results in everything you bake or fry. Get Golden Fluffo.
You.
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 I've got a Swiss cream sandwich for you. Crisp golden cookies and in between an extra thick.
It's my pick.
Filling of cream.
Dessert time.
Tea time. Don't miss Swiss.
As the man around here, you can quote me on this.
Yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo.
It's Swiss cream sandwich
for yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo.
And yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo.
A truly different cream sandwich, Swiss cream sandwich, baked by Nabisco. The luscious, creamy fillings in a class by itself, no other like it. And these tempting vanilla cookies are so light, they melt in your mouth.
Yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo.
It's Swiss cream sandwich.
For yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo.
And yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo.
Swiss cream sandwich.
Say, it's time for my favorite dance team, so let's look. Ah, a box of matches and a pack of old gold cigarettes. That's all you need, my friend. And you're enjoying the smoothest, mildest, tastiest cigarette ever created. A treat instead of a treatment. That's old gold cigarettes. Made by tobacco men, not medicine men. To give you the cigarette that treats you better in every way. Because in every way, it's a better cigarette. Good, huh? Yes, for a treat instead of a treatment. Get a pack or get a carton of old gold cigarettes. Right now, this is Dennis James reminding you to keep smoking old gold cigarettes. Thanks.
Attention. To help carry on our important work, I want you to join the Secret Squadron and wear this official badge and have this secret decoder. Following each week's adventure, I'll send an important secret message, and only Secret Squadron members who have decoders can decode them. Also, later I'll tell you the simple rules for joining the Secret Squadron, but you must promise to do as I do. Keep yourself healthy and mentally alert, and drink Ovaltine every day. It's the official drink of the Secret Squadron. We Secret Squadron members know chocolate-flavored Ovaltine helps give us what we need for rocket power. Yes, just as a rocket adds thrust during takeoff, Ovaltine can add the kind of nourishment so important for rocket power. We drink Ovaltine hot for breakfast. Good, too. And cold for lunch and between meal snacks. And hot again at bedtime, to help keep us revved up with rocket power. Believe me, Ovaltine's got what it takes to help you be a leader in your gang. So drink instant Ovaltine every day.
The Gemini Space Flights. The trips are long. The training is hard, like this spacewalk practice. But the astronauts do some things you do. In space, they drank Tang. They mixed it like this in a zero-G pouch, because with no gravity, it would fly all over. You don't have that problem. You can mix it in a glass. Up there, they have to drink it carefully, this way. You can drink it any way you like. Tang tastes orangey. Tastes great. Has lots of vitamins C and A. Tang, chosen for the Gemini astronauts. Have a blast. Have some Tang.
This man just showered with a new kind of soap. New Life Boy Mint Refresher. A soap so loaded with mint, so tangy, so frosty, it drives wives wicked. Every bar of new Life Boy Mint Refresher contains the essence of 125 mint leaves. Soap has never smelled this good before, and neither have you. New Life Boy Mint Refresher drives wives wicked.
La, 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 la.
men, I know you've been on these dates, right? And if you've been on more than a few dates, you've been on these dates where you paid for the date and you went, you picked her up and you paid and you had a great time and you came out of your wallet and you spent a couple hundred dollars on this date just for it not to work out, just for her to say, yeah, there's no real chemistry between us. And I know that you've been on those. I've been on one, and I'm going to tell you a story in a bit. But again, that against the backdrop of what I played in the last hour segment, then you wouldn't understand where that comes from. Because I know the date, one of the dates that I went on, I was in the military, I was in AIT, and I was in 91 Charlie class, so I was a licensed practical nurse. I ended up becoming a medic, but that's neither here nor there. I was in a class with, you know, males and females. There were women in my class because this is nursing school, of course, right? So one day I got an email. I was checking my emails. It was after class. I was looking through my Yahoo email, and I had a message from one of my female classmates. And she's like, hey, just wanted to ask you if you want to go out and grab dinner sometime? So I wrote her back. I'm like, sure, right? Yeah, no problem. I'm not doing anything on Saturday. Let's go Saturday night. She was like, fine. And I said, you know what? I thought myself in the days leading up to this, I said, you know, I think I'm going to make this a lot of fun. And I said, so I called up and I'm like, I haven't been in a limo in a long time, not since when I lived in L.A. And even like years after that, but it's been years. So I'm like, I'm gonna get a limo just to make this fun. Got a limo and I got a dozen roses and we went out and, you know, took her out. We had a good time. But I had the audacity. I had the sheer brass nuts to suggest that we split the bill, even though she's the one that asked me out on a date. So theoretically, she was the one that pays for it. Because, again, axiomatic knowledge, if you ask, that means you're showing interest. If you show interest, you have to show how much interest you're showing, right? And part of showing interest is to take the person out, no matter who you are, whether you're the man or the woman. If you ask somebody, you pay. That's axiomatic knowledge, unless it's negotiated beforehand, right? Nothing is negotiated beforehand. But when I paid for the limo and I paid for the flowers and everything, and then when we went to dinner, I had the nerve to suggest that we split the bill. And she was highly upset on the fact that I had the balls to ask and suggest that we split the bill. So the whole ride, I ended up paying the bill anyway, right? Because she got upset. She was all huffy and puffy about it. So on the ride home, she was just like, okay, just, well, you know, when you date somebody, just go ahead and pay for everything. In the back of my mind, I'm like, but you asked me. Well, for about 3 weeks afterward, I was asking everybody I could find in the ER that I worked at. I'm like, hey, if somebody asks you out on a date, or if you're going out on a date with somebody, who pays? The person who asks, or just who pays? A couple of the girls that I asked, a couple of the women that I asked, said the man pays no matter what. But the majority, I'd say 98% of the people that I asked, said that whoever does the asking does the paying. So I wasn't crazy in this. But my point in telling that story is we've gotten to a point, and this was way back in, this was like 20-something years ago, right? We've gotten to a point where, again, women expect you to do and do and do and do and do, and you provide and you provide and you provide, and then maybe you'll earn enough to earn their love or their respect or whatever, or you'll do enough to earn yourself a second date, maybe, right? Unless again you have the 3 sixes going on. You're 6 feet tall, you have that six pack, you have a six figure income to where now they're throwing themselves at you, but you don't want them because you're looking at something that's younger and hotter and also interested in you. So again, your options make you look at that and not the other thing, which again, the girl that I went out with on that fateful day, she wasn't a 10 or a 9 or an 8 by anybody's respect. She was really average looking. I liked her because she was like as tall as I was, or she was a little short I was. But she just seemed cool and everything and down to earth. But I figured out that she's pretty materialistic and she expects the guys that she dates to pay for her no matter what. Even though she asks, she wants people to pay. And this is where we've gotten as a society, where women expect men to pay and pay and pay and pay and pay. And then maybe if they've given enough, if he's given enough, if the man gives enough of himself, then maybe he's done enough to earn the basics. And then maybe if he goes a little more and a little more than a little more, then okay, he's earned a little more than the basics. You know what I mean? So that's where that last segment came from. And it's really sad that men have to do that because, again, men, we have other responsibilities. We have our job. We have bills that we have to pay and things like that. We can't always dedicate. We have like immediate family and brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers that we mind. And so we can't really be able to give women like the one about filling, like the clip about filling the cup, where she acts like if men don't provide for women's financial, physical, and spiritual needs and mental needs, that at the first opportunity, a woman's going to jump at somebody who's giving her more attention. That's not it. What it is, number one, a woman's going to do that regardless because she's looking at Chad who's got more and she wants that. She doesn't want the average guy, right? See, a woman is inherently hypergamous. Now, whether she expresses that is up to her. But a woman is inherently hypergamous and she's going to look. And if she takes that, she's going to use the fact that you're not doing enough for her as justification, as cheating, for cheating on you. And then when she finds out that Chad really doesn't want her, he just wants to bang her and get into a relationship with somebody that's younger, hotter, fitter, and more friendly, then she's going to turn around and do one of two things. Either one, she's going to divorce you, talking about how unhappy she is, or she's going to come crawling back to you, asking you to forgive her. And at that point, it's up to you what you want to do. But that's kind of the thing. And that's where that roller coaster ends. So again, take these clips, listen to these clips, and really internalize and adjust. And not just these clips that I played on the show today, but any clip, be it from YouTube or TikTok or Rumble or wherever you hear about these dating stories and all this advice about everything you need to do for women, especially Steve Harvey, because Steve Harvey gives some of the worst dating advice I have ever heard come out of any man ever. Worst dating advice. I would not take dating advice from that man. If you held a gun to my head and told me I had to do it, I would not do it. I just dismiss anything he has to say about dating anymore. As a matter of fact, there's only two people that I actually look to for dating advice. One of them's dead. The other one is elderly, and she doesn't have very much longer for this world, but I listen to her. As long as she has a voice, I will listen to her. And I'll tell you who those are probably in a future show. But again, most of my knowledge about relationships and stuff comes from those two people, and they run rings around any other celebrity who calls themselves having quote-unquote dating advice, because again, Just listening to Steve Harvey, you understand that that man, he's Hollywood. He just says what he has to say to make himself popular, especially with women, because women are his target audience. So he's going to say what he wants to say to cater to women and to cater to women's proclivities. And when he caters to women's proclivities, he doesn't always tell the truth. See, telling the truth means that you have to break the eggs. You literally do. So if you say something that pisses off the female population because it's true, then you piss off the female population. But you have to tell the truth no matter what. And this is what I'm trying to do. This is why I've done what I've done, because you had to hear this in context, and you have to hear this. You have to ingest this. So that's it. Thanks for that. On to some plenty of fish profiles. I got about 45 minutes to do this. So let's see. The first one here, and let me move this out of the way. Okay, so the first one here is Vibe 1987. She's 36 years old. She's a black woman, and she is a more Rubenesque black woman. She's got that bullring inner. I don't know. Ladies, please help me to understand what the obsession is with the bullring in the nose. It's like, can I just like grab this and like lead you around by it? If not, then there's really no use for it. Maybe as a decoration. I don't know. But what else, right? But she's at the piercings, whatever. And she's wearing that bejeweled hat that I see that black women wear that's really unimpressive because they're all rhinestones and they're all like, none of them are real diamonds, so just stop with it. It's tacky to put on pictures. It really is. All of her pictures are selfies, which means they lack context. I mean, but you can tell, you can see that she is a more Rubenesque woman. And again, I am not knocking the fact that she's a bit heavier because I understand that there is a market, small as it may be, for more Rubenesque women. So that's that. But sometimes, just sometimes, the more Rubenesque women tend to overshoot their target. And that's what I knock. I don't knock the fact that they're overweight. Whatever, right? I used to be overweight. Used to be. But, you know, I, again, target. Hit the target. Don't overshoot, right? Let's see. So, this is Vibe 1987. She's from Tacoma. She's 36 years old. She's 5'10", probably about 290, 280. Ready to see new things. Conversation starters, music, and next vacation. So again, you can tell with the flat and the vacation talk, she's all about. She's pretty much about the money. She's a dispatcher. She hasn't finished college because she says she has some college. She's a woman. She's brown on brown, curvy, no, African-American. About Vibe 1987. Let's see, funny, positive, real, looking for the same. I'm not doubting that you're real unless you're a bot. Which putting up a bot and plenty of fish, you have to know how to code. So again, I'm pretty sure you're a real woman. Pretty sure you can reach out and touch you. So that's the thing. Looking for the same. Of course, you're looking for a real person. You're not looking for a bot or just a piece of code. No quick hookups. I'm looking to date and check out new things. Again, and this comes from, and you hear this a lot in these profiles. This comes from the fact that the men who are the swipe on her only want hookups because they don't want more Rubenesque black women. They just don't, right? And so they just going to want to sleep with you and move on to the next one. And then maybe if they find a fit-friendly feminine one that's they're looking sexy, whatever, then that's who they want to be with, not her. Again, I'm not saying that there's not a market out there. I'm just saying that the dudes who swipe on her aren't looking for a relationship with her because she's not what they're looking for in a relationship. Let's see. Seeking a person that is not a project or fresh out of a relationship, good luck with that. Let's check out new places and get to know each other. Friends and goodbyes always welcome. It just sounds like you just want to spend money and just go places, and there's more to a relationship than that. So there we go. Very ambitious, has kids, prefer not to say if they want children, that's fair. Scorpio, of course. Dog, adventurer, owns a car, no second language, and longest relationship over 4 years. That is, she's ever been married, but what else? Because she does have kids. So either the relationship ended like real soon or, you know, whatever. All right, here's another one. So there was that profile. Not bad, it's just that, ladies, bring your head down out of the clouds a little bit and understand that you're not going to get what you're asking for. What you're asking for is somebody to take you on vacations and things like that, or you want somebody to be in a long-term relationship where you can just go places with, and those kind of men who could provide that for you aren't looking at you. So there's that. Here's Todd Baby 49. Pictures. So this one, she's at a restaurant. She got a drink in front of her. Again, selfie. I don't know what it is with that outfit, but sure. This dress is nice. It's a leopard print. It's kind of low cut. She has a black blouse underneath it. Nice dress. Nice dress. Nice purse. A little more Rubenesque again, but it's a nice dress. And this is a nice picture. Yeah, the back, the lighting's kind of weird, but we can overlook that. The filters, though, no, let's not do filters. Please, please. Just because of the next picture, she's got this Hawaiian headdress filter on, and it just doesn't work. this is a good picture. Somewhat, but the eyes, ma'am, stop with the green eyes with your black. Black women, just stop putting the green eyes in for these pictures because, again, it's a lie. And then if a guy even sees this, he's going to be like, okay, she's got long lashes. Her eyes are green, which we know they're fake. And then probably her hair is fake, too. So that's going to be instant deal breaker right there. So, again, pictures, a lot of the times, if your profile is just not doing well, nine times out of ten, it's because of the pictures. All right, the pictures are the first things people see. And if you don't present yourself well with these pictures, then there's no way you're going to be successful in dating because you don't get too much further than the pictures. It's like shopping for a house, and then every house you see, the facade is just busted. You're not going to want to go in because you see that the front is all messed up, so you're going to assume what's inside is all messed up. So you don't even get past the pictures with these profiles. Well, let's see. She's 49 years old, from Seattle, Washington. She says she's sweet, caring, and humorous, which, ma'am, when stipulated, however, the guy has to be the judge of that, all right? You can say you're that all day long, but really the man has to be the judge of that. Because, again, it's subjective. It's not objective. So subjective things, you have to let other people be the judge of, not you. It's not for you to say. Let's see, she's a nurse, which means her dating life is screwed anyway because she's in a medical field. Brown and black, she's curvy, of course. Divorced, she wants a relationship. Todd baby, 49, love to sing and cook. Obviously, she loves to cook. However, again, laziness in the profile. I noticed this is a thing with a lot of black women's profiles, laziness. They don't put a lot in their bios, and it really doesn't give a sense of who you are. You just put two or three words and then expect men to come find you, and that's not how it works nowadays. Maybe you did back then when, like, your mom and your grandma and them were dating, but now you're going to have to bring something completely different because for two reasons. A, because in the age of independent women, and women being 50.6% of the population, there's a competition going on. And when there's a competition going on, you can't afford to sit back in the rafters. It's like if you're playing a basketball game and there's 10 guys on the court, including you, and you're just sitting back on the three-point line watching everybody else play. Well, then what good are you doing, right? You're not in the game. So you're not going to get the ball. You're not going to be able to score. You're not going to do anything. So, again, with these profiles, you really have to take a more proactive approach with how you go about doing this. So, again, the laziness in the profiles, again, next to the pictures, the laziness of the profiles is a lot of women's undoing, not just black women, just a lot of women in general. It's their undoing. All right, so there's that. This woman's attractive. Let's see. Ivy Helena. She's 44, from Seattle. She's 5'7", looking for a serious relationship. Conversation starter later about Ivelena later. And that's an instant swipe left because, again, she has one picture. It's an attractive picture, but it's only one. So there's no context here. And then she doesn't say anything about herself. Again, she's taking a passive role and expecting men to just message her. And she wants to be able to decide which messages to accept or reject. Again, you can do all that, and then maybe she'll respond to you, right? It's not how this works. If you want to be successful, especially on these dating apps, you have to do a little bit more because you're competing with other women. There are other women who have, again, go back to some of my shows where I do compliment and highlight these really good profiles. There are women out there with really good profiles who are getting all the men that Miss Ivy Helena, that you're not. So, again, you can't take this passive approach, be all lazy and expect men to find you, and then you'll be able to weed them out. That's not how this works. It used to be back in the day, not anymore. It just doesn't happen anymore. Let's see. Moving on. Oh, a redhead. I always dig redheads. Let's see. She's got a bird on her shoulder. Okay, sure thing. She looks like somebody used to know, actually. But let's see, Katie here today. She is 44. Let's see. This one's a selfie. She's in her car. Let me move that. This one is another selfie with a bird on her shoulder. And this one is another selfie. Okay, so please, women. I understand the selfie sometimes, but please, 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 at some point, let somebody take a picture of you, like, doing something fun that will show your personality. Because, again, there's not really much here except a bunch of selfies. And then, like I said before, the selfies, just having a lot of selfies make you come off as kind of conceited because you like taking pictures of yourself. And one thing that I always tell people when they're like, oh, yeah, well, I'm looking at this person on Facebook or this person on Instagram or this person, I say, look, if you're going to do that, go through their profiles and see and go through their photos, go through their photo album on the profile. Because the more selfies they have, that means they're self-absorbed. And if they're self-absorbed, you're not going to want to deal with that. So, again, a whole lot of selfies is actually a red flag. It really is. And keep that in mind anytime you're putting out these things. Let's see. Again, she's 44 from Port Hadlock, 5'9". Everything is hello there. Conversation starters, food. About Katie here today, gardening, raising chickens. Okay, got it. You have the baby chicken on your shoulder. But other than that, what's going on? Again, lazy. Let's stop being lazy. Let's stop being the passive. Stop playing the passive game and actually go in, get into the game, and start advertising yourself. It's weird. I've never seen a group of people that do not know how to advertise. They're so self-absorbed. You see them, they take selfies, and they have all this makeup, and they talk about these men and how these men need to do for them, and they're just so self-involved and self-absorbed, and they say that they're tens and they're so interesting, but they do not know how to advertise themselves on dating apps. And it's the weirdest thing to me. Like, how is it that you have so much that you think so highly of yourself and you have so much to say about yourself and you take all these selfies and stuff, but you can't advertise yourself when it comes to dating profiles? It's like, does that just seem weird to anybody else? It just seems weird to me. All right, that's just it. Let's see. Sean Spoke doesn't drink, doesn't do drugs, non-religious, so she's care of lifestyle, I guess. Her interest, hiking. That's her only interest. So, yeah, again, she doesn't seem like she likes to do much except her chickens. So, guys, I guess if you want to get with somebody who does nothing but raise chickens and go walking every now and then, hey, here's your girl. She is a homebody. She admits it. She owns a car. She's a Pisces, of course. Pisces really aren't interested in doing a whole lot. Longest relationship over 10 years. She's on the market, so that means she must have gotten divorced. So that's that. Ma'am, I really don't expect you to get too many replies just with this profile. I don't know. That's just me. My opinion, my expectation for this, I wouldn't be surprised. Let's see. This woman, let's see. Okay, she's all right. I mean, she looks like she exercises, she works out a little bit. She's not all big and heavy, she's shapely. Her hair's a pretty color. I'll give her that. And she's got, hazel eyes? So that's good. And she's got, this picture is a lot of fun. I like this because it's an aerial view. She's standing on a glass thing, and you can see the buildings underneath. You see the tops of all the buildings underneath, so she's standing on a really tall building, and then in the aerial view, and she's looking up. So this is a fun picture. This, please, women, more of these kind of pictures. You don't have to stand on a building. Let's see, Summit One's Vanderbilt, Manhattan, New York, of course, the New York skyline. So she's looking down at the streets of New York. The camera is, and she's looking up at the camera with one hand up. That is a phenomenal picture. That picture is worthy of being up on a dating profile. That's good. All right. Let's see. Selfie. That's a good picture. Here's another good picture with her in a restaurant, the window, the backdrop, and Valencia, Spain. So again, she knows the backdrop game. This picture is really good, except for the fact that she's holding the camera. But okay. But she does have a full body, which is good. That's good. I guess that was her. So she's got a great physique. She's got a great figure. She does. She really does. So Artistic, her name's, well, her screen name, her profile name is Artistic Cat, 53. She's from Gig Harbor, Washington. She actually looks really young for 53. She looks really good for 53. Let's see. She's 5'2", she's kind of a shorty, with a unicorn looking for the same. Okay, I'm not sure I would have led with that line, but hey, okay, cool. Let's see. Let's see something. Conversation starters, my son and my music. Okay, not to crash the plane, Miss Artistic Cat, but when you lead with that, when you lead with the fact, okay, got it. Your son is on you. You're proud of your son. Your son is on your profile. You have pictures of your son in your with you and your son in your profile. Your son's grown. Looks like he's made something of himself. And that's good. That's a thing to be proud of. However, it comes off as like the doting mom who's not ready to date. That's the vibe that gives. So there's that. So I would leave with a different conversation starter. All right. That's that. She's in dental administration. She's got an associate's degree. She's a woman. She's divorced. Pays Olan Brown. Of course, she dyed her hair. I love that color that she dyed her hair. Athletic, she is. Caucasian. Let's see. About Artistic Cat. Update. If you're not looking for a long-term committed relationship and still behaving like a boy in his 20s playing the field, please don't bother trying to connect with me. Just because a woman is attractive, it doesn't mean she wants a man that just wants her physically. Trust me, we've heard it all, and your lies and lines will get you nowhere but more wasted precious time. Life is too short to be acting like that. God help those people at our age still behaving this way. Y'all are going to die alone. I have a lot of self-respect, know my worth, and I'm ready for my last relationship with the right man. Thank you for your respect. I'm the mother of a 22-year-old musician. That is my heart. I'm honest, open, passionate, caring, devoted, loyal, affectionate, attentive, and fun. My Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, hold my hand as I walk through this journey of life. Seeking more, desiring more, never wanting to be average, and always trying to grow personally and spiritually. Music runs through my veins and can do so much to change my mood and my energy level. I love to dance. Looking for someone who has to have fun on this journey with me is truly seeking a genuine deep connection. I want the fairy tale love that moves me to tears. Do you know how to connect with a woman emotionally as well as physically? Let's meet on the dance floor. Okay. Artistic Cat. Your profile started off phenomenally, right? But your plane crashed. Your plane crashed hardcore and there were no survivors. Let me tell you why. First of all, you led off with your son and your music as a conversation starter, all right? Guys who have anything to offer, guys who have like the tread of anything to offer like you're looking for, is not going to want to talk about your son all the time. They're just not going to. And even though you want to, they're not going to, okay? It's just not going to happen. That's number one. Number two, the first paragraph of your about, you come off as angry and spiteful. And it's an update. So again, since you updated this, that means you've got a lot of men who fit the bill of what you're talking about. Now, I'm not discounting your anger at that, but what I'm saying is, hey, you're 53 years old, okay? You're single. You have a son who's 22. He's in music. But you're 52. You're a 53-year-old single woman. Unless you're looking for somebody who's like 65, 70, who will be interested in someone younger than a 53-year-old, then these kind of men are going to be who gets you. So you can't be mad at that. It's just the way the cookie crumbles. Again, you are well past your expiration date. I'm sorry to say it, but you're past your expiration date. And now you're at the point in your life where you gotta kind of take it as it comes. You're not 20 anymore. You're not 20, 25, even 30 anymore, where you have this your choice of whatever man comes along with the assets that you're looking for. You're past that point. Now you're at the point in life where you just kind of take it as it take what comes as it comes. And I'm not saying that, you know, you shouldn't have standards. However, when you come off as saying, when you say, if you're not looking for a long-term committed relationship and still behaving like a boy in his 20s, playing the field, please don't try bother connect with me. Ma'am, with all due respect, if that's the kind of guy that's been that's been hitting you, and it sounds like that's the case because you made this update, you're probably going to have to pick from them, either that or get off of Plenty of Fish, because there's no way that any mature, responsible provider, protector, man with any kind of assets are going to go for a 53-year-old woman. It doesn't matter. Being fit kind of helps. But again, you're long past your expiration date. So anyone within your age range that you're looking for is not going to look at you. They're going to look at somebody who's 40, 35, 30, maybe not 25 and 20, but definitely like the 35 and 30-year-olds, and you're 53. So again, it's kind of the hand that you're being dealt, and you have to learn how to play those cards. And if you don't know how to play those cards, don't be angry at the men for being how they are. You have to learn to play the cards that you're dealt and not be upset about it, because those are the cards you were dealt. And you say, just because a woman is attractive, it doesn't mean she wants a man that just wants her physically. But I guarantee you, if you met a man that's tall and he's attractive and he's fit and he's 50 years old and he's got that money and he's like, baby, come back to my place and we're going to do the thing, your panties are getting moist. I'm just saying, you're going to have to change your panties. So when you say just because a woman is attractive, it doesn't mean she wants a man that just wants her physically, that's kind of a lie, and we know that, all right? That's not how human sexual cognition works. It's just not. So spare me with that, all right? It says, trust me, we've heard it all, and your lies and lines will get you nowhere but wasted precious time. Well, if that's true, then why are you divorced? You're divorced, right? Yeah, why are you divorced to begin with? See, here's the thing. Here's what I genuinely don't understand. How much time do I have left? Because this is going to be kind of a rant. 21 minutes. Cool. So now here's the thing, ma'am. And man, if you're listening to this, or if you don't want to listen to the rant, skip over it. If you're listening to a recording, if you're listening to it live, you got to listen to it. Ma'am, here's the thing. And I'm going to keep it 100 just for this. Actually, I keep it 100 anyway. But I'm going to keep it 100 with you, all right? You had a man. For some reason, you married that man. And if for some reason, again, probably because you felt like you weren't happy, for some reason you weren't happy in that marriage, you divorced that man. And now you get back on the market. And now with you, you don't say when you got divorced. Some people say they do. Some people do say. You didn't say when you got divorced. Fine. But you being divorced at 53 years old, right, and you're trying to get back on the market, and now you're trying to command, the dating market as if you actually had something that you can leverage for this control, and you don't. Why? Because you left a good man, and axiomatic knowledge says that you're not going to get any better than the man you had. You're not going to get any better than your ex. So if your ex was such a bum that you had to leave him, what do you expect is waiting for you out in the dating market being 53 years old and divorced past your expiration date, with a grown son that's into music that you still like to talk about him, even though he's living his own life? What is it about you that is so special? Because remember, you're not the only 53-year-old that's working on the internet that's working out. So that you're not the only one. So you can call yourself a unicorn all you want. But again, with this particular rant, then as much of a unicorn, especially with women being 50.4% of the population, you're not as much of a unicorn as you think. So again, and I'm sure you're not the only woman who's raised a son who became a musician. So what about you is this unicorn, is such a unicorn that you think that you can command the dating market like this being 53 years old? Now again, it's not age shaming anybody, but what I'm saying is, at a certain age for women, maybe not for men, because as men get older, they're more established and they have more of what women want. Whereas where women get older, they have less of what men want. And that's kind of the difference in the dating scenarios. At 53 years old, and remember what I said about every 10 years, this woman, she looks like she was about a 7, and my eyes, again, if you're rating yourself, you can't use 7. But in my eyes, she could have been a 7 when she was 20. She's 50 now. And the only thing that's keeping her from being a 4 is the fact that she works out. But she's average. She's average at that, even at her age. Even with her looking, and again, she one of her pictures is filtered. Okay, got it, right? But, again, what about you? Because I've seen several like you. So what about you is such a unicorn that you think you can command the dating market like that? And this is why you have the men that are responding to you. That's why they're responding to you, because they realize that you're past the expiration date. You probably won't get anything better than your ex. No matter what kind of a bum you think he is, if you think he's a bum, then guess what? The men that are going to respond to you are not going to be any better than who you divorce. It's just not. Again, axiomatic knowledge. You say life is too short to be acting like that. God help those people at our age are still behaving this way. But ma'am, look at you. Look at you. Look at how you are shaming men, and then you say God help those men who have the audacity to want something physical from you. When you know that if you found a 55-year-old who's worked out all his life, has a really good-looking body, salt and pepper hair, tall, with money, physicality, well, that's just baked into the pie, the physical relationship, baked into the pie. And then you say Jesus Christ holds your hand as you walk through this journey of life. Great. It's nice. It's nice that you found religion. But let me ask you something. If Jesus Christ holds your hand as you walk through this journey, then I really need you to answer me a question. You divorce your husband. Were you a Proverbs 31 woman when you got married? That's all I want to know. Well, that's Artistic Cats. Again, people think they're so unique when they're really not. This is where a lot of these women go wrong. What's the next one? Mama Butt 02. She's got big, huge, dorky feminist glasses. She wears colorful shirts like and she's got the bull ring thing in the nose again. You can tell she's a liberal, but I'm not here for politics. I'm here to examine profiles, right? Yeah, not a very good look. Just big glasses, bull ring in the nose. It's just, I'm sorry, ma'am, you look like a clown. You do. I like your hair, but with the makeup and the bull ring and the big glasses, no. Anyway, what else? She's and all her pictures are selfies. She's 46 from Bonnie Lake, Washington, 5'4", and her intro is really. That's kind of what I ask myself when I look at your pictures. Like, really, ma'am? Is this the best you have to offer? Like, seriously, you have to come with something a little stronger. Conversation starters: music is life. Football, doesn't everyone love football? Not everyone. I love football, but I know some people, like my own girlfriend, she doesn't love football for personal reasons, but I understand that. Separated, but she wants to date nothing serious, interested in men dating, not divorced yet, but that's cool, I don't judge. Average build, brown on black, kitchen office worker, she's probably a cook or whatever, working in the hotel or something. Some college, I mean, she didn't finish college, she doesn't make a lot of money. Okay, let's see. Oh, Mama Bud 02, I love to travel. Everybody loves to damn travel. Ladies, we get it. Travel. Everybody. Remember what I said about a few shows ago about being one of the flock? Like, everybody says they love to travel. So, again, saying that you love to travel does not make you stand out. It just doesn't. Because everybody else says they love to travel. So, again, stop. Stop with that. You have to come with something a little stronger now, because that's something that everybody's using. I love to travel. Yeah, so does everybody else. So there you go. Everybody loves to travel and have adventures, ma'am. I love my family and my kids and grandbabies, but it's time for me to get to enjoy some life now. Then enjoy it. Why are you here? Go out and enjoy life. I don't understand where you're going with the profile. I really don't. And with the pictures and stuff in it, it's not a very good look. It's really not. Let's see. She doesn't smoke, drink socially, doesn't do drugs, not religious. somewhat ambitious. Now, ma'am, Mama Butt 02, let me ask you a question. If a guy hits you up, right? I'm not going to say hit you because that's smacks of abuse, and that's not what I'm saying. But if a guy hits you up and he pings you, right? And you look at his profile and he says he's somewhat ambitious. Are you even going to want to be interested? No, I'm asking. If a guy pings you and you raise his profile and he says, oh, I'm somewhat ambitious. I have some college. I'm a kitchen worker, but I didn't go to college. I went to college, but I didn't finish. I'm somewhat ambitious. But I love to travel, and I love to travel, though, and have adventures. Would you even be interested? But you expect men to be interested in you, even though you didn't finish college, even though you're separated, you're not divorced, even though you're one of the flock, you love to travel, but you don't really do anything. Don't say you do anything. You're somewhat ambitious. You didn't finish college. And what do? You're a kitchen office worker. You expect somebody to want that, which I get it. A lot of men pick women that, you know, that they really don't have much going for them except the fact that they're fit, friendly, and feminine, and that's what men require. However, if you're separated, that means you're getting divorced. That means you're not going to get anything much. That means you're not going to get anything much better than what you left. So what are you really looking for here? What? Especially with, let's see, you're not being religious. Lifestyle is pretty clean, so that's good. Aries, you're an Aries. I can't believe you're an Aries, but you're the kind of dog, you're an animal lover, you're on the card. You don't really have much going for you, ma'am. You really don't. You literally don't. So my advice to you, work it out with whoever it is you're separated from. Just work it out with them, because there's nothing, as long as you're not divorced, you can reconcile. I suggest you reconcile, and I suggest you do whatever work you need to do to get that relationship back in order, because, ma'am, there's literally nothing for you out here on Plenty of Fears. There's not. And a lot of women will probably burn at the chance to tell you that. They would just dive on the chance to tell you that. There's nothing out there. And if they can, and if they had a choice between the men that's pinging them on Plenty of Fish and then being back with their ex, guess what? I guarantee you that 8.5 of them out of 10 would pick going back with their ex over the men that are pinging them on Plenty of Fish. That's just how it is. It's reality. You know me, I'm all about reality. Let's see, how much time do I have left? 10 minutes. I got time for one or two more. Let's try. I've done her already. I did her in my last in the preview. How's about you, ma'am? Ma'am, ma'am. Motorcycle, honey. She doesn't really do anything with her, but she. Oh, I remember her. The motorcycle, right? I think I already did her. How's about I'm a free mama in Granite Falls. Let's see. If dating app was song, here it goes again. Okay, well, let's take a look at you. You're a bit more of a Rubenesque woman. I get it. Your glasses are cute. You have an okay smile. You do. So, again, market for more Rubenesque women. She's from Granite Falls, Washington. She's 5'7". She's about 270, 260, 270. Around about there. Conversation starters, music and books. She's a mom manager. She has an associate's degree. Single. She wants a relationship. She's interested in men and dating. Music and books. Yeah, okay. It's kind of general, but fine. A drama-free mama about her. I'm easy going, down to earth for the most part. Just going to say it. Yep, I'm a bigger girl. I am who I am. I am active too. Okay, ma'am. Again, there is a market for more Rubenesque women. I get that. But there also should be room for improvement. I'm just saying, because if you want to improve your chances of catching and landing somebody and not just somebody who wants you for your size, then there you go, right? Let's see. I do the outdoorsy stuff like hiking. I like being outdoors in general. I have two dogs, so I'm always doing something. And honestly, it's like staying busy, which a man's going to look at that and ask, then where would I fit, right? So what would you be willing to give up in all of this? What would you be willing to give up to, you know, to sustain some kind of relationship with me? That's going to be the ultimate question there. Let's see. Love traveling within the United States and out of country, long weekends, road trips, or gone for weeks. Sign me up. Again, that smacks of take me out, take me traveling, and pay for it. Because I don't think you're willing to spend your money on a guy doing that. So that's not a very good thing to have in these profiles. It's really not. I mean, I can understand you love traveling because everybody does. But please don't mention that because it is kind of a red flag. It really is. See, concerts are my jam. I would even travel for them outside the U.S. as well as sporting events. Good for you. And if you have your own stuff, then go for it. Just don't expect any men to pay for it because that's your thing. Just looking for somebody who enjoys walks and hikes, breweries, wineries, or movie or any adventure. So it means you're looking for a rich guy. And again, there's not a very high demand for Rubenesque women within the realm of the six-figure earners. I'm just going to say that, especially more Rubenesque women who are over 40. And ma'am, you're 45. So again, let me just inject a little bit of reality into this and just say that the man that you're looking for, the man that this profile is asking for, is not going to be interested in you. You need to learn to bring that down a little bit. He's just really joking. Capricorn, dog, intellectual, men will be the judge of that, not you. Owns a car, has no second language, longest relationship over 5 years. So you know kind of how to sustain a relationship. It's just, I don't know. I think you're asking too much. I think you're asking too much for your situation. Again, you're trying to overshoot your target. Don't. Bring it down a little bit and understand why having those kind of standards at that point in your life, you're not getting what you want. Just understand that, all right? I've got one more. And we're going to do you. Who are you? Woo girl. Woo girl. She's 44 from Seattle. She's more Rubenesque woman. Let's see. Glasses. And she's got the selfie. And she's red-haired and hazel eyes. She's quite Rubenesque. I'll give her that. So, but she does have some okay pictures. The ones from her in her house. And the ones that are in her house, looks like she's somewhere else. And this one's just kind of overexposed and just doesn't work. But most of her pictures are okay. They're not wow factor, but they are it. She's 5'8", probably a little north of 300. Cool. Again, small market for more Rubenesque women. Basics, rewarding job, I guess. Bachelor's degree. Brown on red, of course. Big and tall, of course. Caucasian, single, want a relationship, interested in men. About Woo Girl, first of all, no conversation starter. So what you like to talk about, I don't even know. I guess we're about to find out. But you're looking for fun and excitement. Yeah, okay. Let's see about Woo Girl. Hey there, I'm very open-minded, outgoing lady, very confident, will be the judge of that. Honest, will be the judge of that. Mature, will be the judge of that. And most importantly, so much fun, will be the judge of that. I love life and pride myself on being stress and drama-free. Don't have the time to waste to sweat the small things in life, which is good. There's nothing – that's actually a pretty good thing to put in your profile. I mean, because it lets men know, hey, I'm over the BS. I'm over the garbage, right? And a lot of guys are looking for that. However, in a more Rubenesque woman that's over 40, you have to kind of take it as it comes. But anyway, let's see. Looking to find someone interesting to get to know and see what can happen. Not bad. There's no real ugly in this. There's good and bad. Let's see. Doesn't smoke, drinks socially, doesn't do drugs, is non-religious, ambitious, doesn't have kids, does not want kids. More about Woo Girl. She's an Aries. No pets, free thinker, owns a car, no second language, longest relationship over a year. So she's kind of a slate, and if you're in the market for more Rubenesque woman, then she doesn't seem like she's so bad. She actually looks in some of her pictures like she's cool, she's down to earth, and she's chill to hang out with. She just she gives me the vibe that she's drama-free and she's over it. And she doesn't seem like she has a whole lot of demand, so that's good. And it doesn't look like she's, again, trying to get fed. Now, maybe, but she doesn't strike me as that in this profile. So I wouldn't be surprised if she gets hit up by some guys, maybe about the six-figure earning chads, but, you know, some guys who are more down to earth and about it, and maybe like in the high, like in the $70,000 to $90,000 range, or maybe $60,000 to $90,000, $90,000. Now she learns how to take one of the middle income men. She's going to be very happy. She's going to be able to pull her profile down off of this, but you know, she's just going to have to learn to do that. Anyway, that's it. Thanks for listening. If you want to follow me on Facebook. I'm also on X on Twitter, and I'm also on True Social, and I'm on a host of other social media like Instagram and TikTok and stuff. So just search at JRamseyABC. If I'm there, then follow me. If I'm not, then I'm not on the social. I'm not on that. I'll be back on Monday with one of my normal 1 hour shows. Don't know what it's going to be about yet. I'll put that onto my Facebook, which I've really been lazy and updating. So go ahead and bookmark the show. I'm going to be doing a lot more of this every Saturday. It's 2 hours every weekday. It's an hour. So, and then I'm also on Apple Podcasts. So look for me on Apple Podcasts. I have two outlets, one from Blog Talk Radio and one from SoundCloud. And then you can also follow me on SoundCloud. So that's it. Also, if you feel like donating to me, I don't ask anybody to donate to me, but if God puts that on your heart, God puts that on your heart. It's just I'm on Cash App, and my cash tag is $JRamseyABC. So if God puts that on your heart, if not, then no worries. Sure thing, just keep rolling. So thanks for listening, and spread the show around, and make sure people understand what dating has become, because it's just done. So that's it. I'm ABC. Catch me on the rebound. I'm out. See you later. I'll go out there and make the dating world a better place.